What are closing costs? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Natalie Morris.
And I'm Clayton Morris.
And you are listening to or watching the Investing in Real Estate show with us. We are Clayton and Natalie Morris. And today we're going to talk about some basics. I love these shows when we get back to basics and we talk about the simple process of buying investment real estate, because that's what we teach you to do here on this show. We teach you to become real estate investors. Now, anytime you want to buy a house, you have closing costs. I think when I started to buy investment real estate or any real estate, really, I just thought, oh, these are all the fees and there's nothing I can do about it. But that is a wrong assumption. I was absolutely 100% wrong about that, right?
Yeah, you can actually, no, I wouldn't say fight it, but everything's negotiable in this world, right?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But first, the idea of a closing cost. You know, we recently got a question here to the show, which is, what are the closing costs for rental investments? We're so used to being trained to the retail purchase of a property,
right?
$300,000, $400,000, $500,000 house that you might live in. So you're used to that closing cost process. But it changes when you're buying a $60,000 house or a $70,000
right.
rental property, right?
It also changes on the volume. I want to say, like, we have title companies that will give us like a frequent buyer discount, almost like your Subway frequent buyer card, right? Because we do several deals with them. So they've reduced some of their fees because they're making money on volume. So that's why it's always good to have a good relationship with the title person. So all of this stuff is negotiable. Now, in real estate school, I went to real estate school in New Jersey, and they taught us that the average closing cost is 4% the purchase price, which is kind of high if you think about it. If you're buying $100,000 house, $4,000 just into the process is a lot of money.
That is a lot. Holy
yeah.
smokes. So there's New Jersey for you.
But that the national averages are between 2 and 5%. And so, of course, New Jersey is on the higher end. If you live in a more investor-friendly state or a more economical state with lower taxes, most likely you're on the 2%.
Okay, so let's talk about what are closing costs. What goes into these closing costs? The mystery of the closing cost. Is it made up with a whole bunch of fees or a whole bunch of searches, a whole bunch of things that people are making money off of you?
Well, the answer is it depends. So your closing costs are always going to be higher if you are taking out a loan to buy that property, right? Why? Because you're going to pay for an appraisal. The lender wants to see what the property's worth. You may pay for an inspection. Those are closing costs. You're also going to pay for an initiation fee. That's how much the lender wants to charge you for their services. A lot of times that's like administrative stuff, right? You're probably going to take out more expensive insurance before you even close. So that is into the closing cost.
And that's because a lender is probably going to want you to carry much higher insurance than you would if you owned it for cash outright.
Right.
Right.
So all of those things are more expensive because of the debt service. So you kind of have to know that. We've had some loan origination fees that were as high as like $15,000 on loan because private lenders are like, this is what it costs.
Right.
And we decided that the merits of that deal made it worth it. Right now, of course, that's a tax deduction. But if you're not getting a debt service on the investment, closing costs are typically much, much lower. A lot of times it's the cost of the title company doing all your paperwork, moving all your money around, and then their administrative costs. But there are also some things there that you can negotiate.
Okay, let's talk about some of those things that you can negotiate.
Okay, sometimes, depending on the state you live in, they want what they call wet signatures. So they want actual pen to paper signature. P.S. I hate that. I would rather sign everything
digital.
It's
so old school. Yeah.
I'm always like, really? I get really upset about it.
I'm also
like,
I also get angry when people still use a fax machine.
Right. So if that's the case, a lot of times they want something notarized, right? Some states accept electronic notaries. Some states don't. So the notary itself, a lot of times they want that to happen in person. So these states that need wet signatures and in-person notaries, they want to FedEx you the documents and then have you FedEx that back. Well, who do you think pays for that? not the title company. That's expensive.
No, you'll look at that line by line.
Right.
You'll see
your closing costs.
You'll see FedEx payments for notary. It's ridiculous. And once you start to itemize that stuff.
The mobile notary, which they, you know, sort of act like, oh, we're going to do this for you. Send a mobile notary. So it's usually some nice lady comes to my house with a big stack of papers and her notary book. And that is convenient because we've done it many times during nap when our kids are napping. But you pay for that, right? So you can say, hey, I want to do this on the cheap. I don't want to pay $100 to FedEx Documents. I don't need the mobile notary. Send them to me a week early. I will put them in the mail. That's your option.
So here, and she brings up a great point. So that mobile notary that comes to your house, I happen to know that those mobile notaries, you know, they make about $100 an hour. That woman who comes to the house. So she's making $100 just to come to your house to do a mobile notary. Well, they're also then the company that sent her out to do it is making money on top of the fact that she's sitting there doing this mobile notary loan signing process. So if you are smart about your investments and you are diligent, get your paperwork in early. Get it FedExed, you know, drop it in an envelope and do it yourself ahead of time. Get your paper in a week ahead of time. We will have this is always amazing to me. We work with a lot of investors at Morris Invest. We'll have investors who will wire their money to the title company for closing, but they still haven't gotten their paperwork in.
Yeah.
Or they'll
it's like college.
Or they miss their deadline or they're right up against it. And then they're kind of rushing to get things done. Just get it done ahead of time. It'll save you some extra money by not having to have a mobile notary come to your house and do all of this other garbage. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Scotty Vest. Oh, I love these guys. I've loved them for years. Never heard of Scotty Vest? Well, you've got to visit our website for all of the sales that they're having right now. Just go to morrisinvest.com/vest. That's right. morrisinvest.com/vest. And what is Scotty Vest? Well, my old friend Scott Jordan, who created Scotty Vest a number of years ago, he would travel and he got frustrated with the different types of jackets and things and that he couldn't like put his passport or a camera or a water bottle. And so he didn't have a place to put things. And as, you know, gadget people, we like to have pockets. We like to have little places we can put our iPhones and a water bottle and a camera and a passport and those types of things. So that was the gestation of this idea for Scotty Vest. And now the company's just exploded. I mean, they are fantastic. Go check them out and see what kind of vests you can pick out. Now, they don't just have vests. They have coats. They have shirts. One I just bought recently, I just bought the Weekender. And it's like a really comfortable zip up. And it has a pocket up by the chest. So you unzip it and I put my phone right in there. So it's just right, you know, right there against my chest. I don't have to dig for it in pants pockets or worry about it scratching, getting scratched up with keys or anything like that. And it's super comfortable. It's like one of those perfect, you know, sweaters for kicking around on the weekend, maybe going out with the family to the diner on a Saturday morning and then watching some football. It's perfect. Plus their jackets. I really love their vests and their jackets. You got to check out the 101 men's vest. This thing can hold sunglasses. And what's cool on the website, you can actually scroll over the little slider so you can see all of the things you can fit inside of it. I've actually used a Scotty vest and put a full-on iPad in my Scotty vest. No joke. It slides right in the front pouch. You can put money in there, passport, ID, pens, glasses, an iPhone, you name it, all right in there, secure, so that you don't have to worry about where your keys are. They're tied right to a little like rubber clasp that connects. So you never have to wonder, where did I leave my keys? Go check them out right now because it's perfect for the holidays. Or if you're thinking about getting your husband something, this would be perfect. They've got a lot of great women's stuff in here too. My wife loves, they've got the Rhonda, which is a beautiful raincoat, and they've got a really nice fireside fleece vest for women as well. So go check them out on our website for the discount and you can see the sales. So go to morrisinvest.com/vest. That's VEST. Thanks, Scotty Vest.
You know, I know this makes me sound a little cheap, but I don't want to pay for that, especially because my local bank offers free notaries. So free is a lot better than $100 an hour last time I checked. And you can ship them back flat rate service for $6.75, I think.
You will find that a lot of your local banks, your Bank of America, Wells Fargo, PNC, whatever your local bank is, they typically have a notary on staff. And if you are a customer of that bank, they will notarize things for you for free.
Yeah, that's a great service we use all the time.
All right. So right. we talked about some of the ways you can negotiate on if it's a cash purchase, but let's talk about some of those closing costs inside of an FHA loan process. I mean, there's mm-hmm. a lot of closing costs associated with getting a loan on a property.
Right. There may be a PMI tax if you're
private mortgage insurance.
You may pay some initiation fee for that. If you've got a VA loan, there's going to be some initiation fee for that. Now, I'm not saying that the banks shouldn't make money on these services. They're paying a person an hourly or a salary wage, and that person has to spend their time sending this paperwork into the government or walking this thing down to the county to record a deed. So there is money involved in doing these things, right? But these sort of other nickel and dime things are worth looking at. Now, the Truth in Lending Act made it so that in the real estate business, you can't just sort of shove things in on the closing documents where buyers and sellers don't understand them. Mm-hmm. They have to be so that you understand what it is. So when you get your closing statement, which is just like a grid of what they're charging you for, it's basically a receipt for the transaction, look it over and say, okay, you know, what's that about?
Right.
What's
because,
that fee for?
Look, I mean, title company people are, we work with them all the time. We've done thousands of deals with our title company. We love them, right? We'll send them Christmas gifts, right? Because they're fantastic. However, they do make mistakes. And so let's just go down a list of here. Here's just a random list, right? Homeowners insurance, lender's policy title insurance might be on there. Loan discount points, owner's policy title insurance, origination fee, pest inspection, prepaid interest, private mortgage insurance, PMI, property tax, recording fees, survey fee. Maybe you don't even need a survey.
Right? And the survey, a lot of times, either the seller has it or you have agreed to split it or you have agreed to take it out of the HUD. That's happened to us before. This should not be something you're surprised with at closing. Right. At all.
We've talked about transfer taxes. That can come up and bite you in the butt. A transfer tax, mm-hmm. that can really be a pain too.
And that's not negotiable, right?
Right.
It's going to be there. There's nothing. So these sort of governmental fees and taxes, there's nothing you can do there. But you can talk to the title company and say, well, I'd like to pay less for this service or that service. You also can shop around. A lot of times it's the seller that chooses the title company. If you are the seller, shop around. But also make sure you choose, especially as an investor, I'm going to say most title companies are just not that seasoned with investors. And so they're not expedient, I guess, in my experience.
They're mostly used to dealing with loans and they're mostly used to dealing with a retail market with like a 30 or 45 day closing window. I mean, our properties, when we have a new investor that works with us for the first time, they're always kind of surprised that we close in 10 days.
Yeah.
Because our title company that we work with a bunch of them, they're fast.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They're like, we can get pulled title, we can do this work and get it done in 2 days.
Right.
So that's the difference between investors and the retail market. So that those are the basics. Those are the broad strokes of understanding what closing costs are. We're going to do a much deeper deep dive you can check out right here on the channel about the hidden costs of your closing costs. What goes into all of it? We're going to deep dive in that. So you want to check that out. Thank you so much for subscribing. We'll see you next time here on the Investing in Real Estate show. Thanks for your subscription. We love you guys.